Good morning, friends. This is Matt. This post is entitled, Your Failure is Not Guaranteed. Because it's not. When was the last time you attempted something where failure was a real, legitimate possibility? Where you started out and suddenly realized that the cost, the effort, the skill, the knowledge, even the resilience required of you might be more than what you have. Where you find yourself on the edge, peering over the great expanse of failure. Now, some people I know seem to run towards that edge. Some people seem most alive when the stakes are highest, when they're pushing against their previous boundaries and limits. And I am not usually one of those people. Not intentionally, anyway. For those of you who know me or have flipped over to the bio page on the website, know that I'm a nurse. I don't write much about my interactions and experience as a nurse due to a number of reasons, most of them legal, confidentiality, governing body regulations, but also a desire to spend less mental time there. But I will share a little of that world with you today. Currently, I'm taking a condensed course to work in the emergency department. Now, it is all the things that you think an ER can be: exciting, fast-paced, dangerous, hectic. Except, absolutely, I want to make this clear, absolutely no one is having sex in any break rooms, because once you work in a hospital, you realize that it's just the grossest thing you can imagine. But the emergency department is fast-paced, it's interesting and chaotic, and it's very demanding. Now, I've been nursing for almost 3 years, which is not a long time, right, in the scheme of things. It's long enough to say that I'm still very new to this career, but I'm not so new that I'm seeing things for the first time on a regular basis. Or at least I wasn't until I started in the ER. I hadn't really become comfortable, but I just started to settle in a little bit, you know, to find a rhythm in each shift. I've learned a lot about what you need to know, and just as much about how to handle yourself when you don't know something. And in the ER, I've become well acquainted with the gaps in my knowledge. Too well acquainted. Each day, every free moment, I'm searching some symptom, flipping through any number of reference books, and each night I open up my coursework, online articles, and textbooks, trying to ready myself for the next day, for the next patient. And as in all things, some days are much better than others. Some days, you know what you're looking at, what you're looking for, you know what the results mean, you know what is coming next. And other days, you feel your heart in your throat. You focus on your breathing because you feel like each breath needs to be taken intentionally. Like you're wearing a turtleneck shirt that's three sizes too small. And I realize that's dated. I was thinking as I wrote that, I don't know the last time I saw anybody wearing a turtleneck shirt, but I'm pretty sure that you, the audience, have at some point in your life worn a turtleneck shirt. But on those days where you feel like it's closing in, I have to be careful where my mind goes. On those days, I ask myself what life will be like when I'm disgraced, unable to finish this practicum, when I fail my course, when everyone knows, when I know that I'm not smart enough, not experienced enough, not hardworking enough. Everyone will soon know all that I don't know and all the ways that I fall short of what's required. I even start to make plans that include my upcoming failure, because it looms inevitable, like this great expanse spread out before me. But it's not inevitable, is it? I'm still very much in the middle of this practicum as I write and record this. And it's hard, it's really hard. I've handed in a paper that I'm not so sure about. I'm studying flowcharts and algorithms that appear impenetrable. And there's a chance that all my greatest fears could very well come true. But there's also a really good chance that they're foundless. That I will get through this course and practicum like every other course and every other practicum and challenge before. That I will not fail. And even failure, it's a deceptive term, isn't it? What if I do fail this practicum? What then? Each time I feel like an idiot and search a new term up, look up a new result, I know more than I did previously. I can read an electrocardiogram now. I couldn't do that before. Like, not at all. I'm quicker at identifying dangerous heart rhythms than I was before. I don't know all the cardiac meds we use on a regular basis, but I know some and I'm learning more. There is, and there should be, ultimately a cutoff, right? A decision as to whether I meet the requirements set out for nurses that wish to work in the emergency department. For patient safety, and that's good. That is a tangible standard that I will either meet or not meet. But in my practice, in my growth, I am better than I once was. There are these external realities, such as failing a course, but in the larger context of our life, we get to define what failure looks like and what it doesn't look like. And that defining means that we need never fail completely, even as we miss and screw up and struggle. For me, the greatest threat from failure is always retreat, opting out. The threat of failure gives me an out as I mentally berate myself for taking such a risk. And at the next risk, the next possibility of failure, as it threatens to shut down even before I start, you know, I might say to myself, well, better to never try than to try and fail. What a steaming pile that is. You and I were made to bump up against the threat of failure, to push ourselves past what we know we can do comfortably and safely. We may chase this intentionally or we may bump up against it accidentally, but if we're growing, we will come across the threat of failure. We need to occasionally be overwhelmed, to bite off more than we can chew. How else would we possibly stretch and grow and learn? The threat of failure shows us another truth in life that's worth paying attention to. Beware the binary, dualistic answers pitted on either side. You may fail a course, you may let someone down, you may be fired, your marriage may end, but your life is not a pass-fail. When we look at the binary, dualistic nature of how we judge our success, whether we passed or failed, we know we can be wary of it because of the results in our life. What are the results of feeling that you failed completely? They're defeat, retreat, shame, resignation, the unwillingness to attempt something difficult in the future. And the results of feeling that you've passed, that you know everything you need to know about a given subject? Pride, certainty, ignorance, because there's always more to know, right? Neither of the pass-fail terms are ultimately adequate or accurate for our life, and neither term is good for our learning and growth either. But I know all too well that that reasoning is firmly in the head. It's hard when anxiety is tightening around you. Hard to remember that failure is an inaccurate construct when it has its boot on your chest. So remember this, your failure is not guaranteed. Neither is mine. I think this is one of those truths that's just there, hiding in plain sight. It's so obvious that we never look at it, but I think we should. Examine it. Remember it. Write it on a scrap piece of paper if you want it. Fold it in your wallet for the next time you need it. For the next seemingly incredulous thing that you want to do. For that moment when you start to play out how things won't work, how it might end up a failure. We can take it out and say, yeah, you're right. I might fail. But I might not. Because your failure is not guaranteed. Thanks for listening, friends. I hope you enjoyed, and we will see you next time. If you're hearing this recording, then you've probably found us at www.somethingfromeverything.com. If you haven't already, check out our Facebook group. If you search Facebook for Something From Everything, you should be able to find my group. And I update anytime we've got a new blog post, new recording, but I've also been starting to ask some questions, ideas that aren't fully fleshed out for a blog post, but are good quotes, inspiring quotes or ideas, anything that we'd like to generate a bit of discussion around. Might be up your alley. Come check us out. Thanks.